This is Press Conference Extra. I'm Andy Heaton. I'm joined once again by Adam Smith and Mike Mancall to reflect on Jurgen Klopp's pre-Sparta Prague press conference in the UEFA Cup second leg, in which Liverpool take a healthy lead into the tie. Bit of a generic one today from Jurgen, and I think he was, we'll get into it, but I think he was playing games a little bit around the fitness of a certain player. But I try and keep it chronological. Obviously, the first question was asked about the hot topic this week, about the return of Michael Edwards, which has obviously got loads to do with the game tomorrow. And I think it's one of those weird answers where if you read it in black and white, and we've had this before, as opposed to actually watching what he says, you get two different answers. Because he basically says, you know, he's got a good relationship with Michael, he thinks it's a top move. He's asked about his relationship, and he says something along the lines of, no, we get on fine professionally anyway, or something like that. And it sounds in black and white when you read something like that, what's he saying? But when you actually listen to him say it, it's just like a natural break in his language. They also did a bit of digging about whether Michael Edwards has asked him to stay, and he'd done his typical Jurgen scolding answer without actually roaring at him, the journalist in question, when he had to, you know, when I think he might have actually wanted to rip his head off. Mike?
Yeah, I think he often does that thing where when a journalist asks him a stupid question, he does growl a bit. And I think he's growling a bit more now because he's on his way out. So I actually found this in his interview after the City game, he was far more relaxed and like able to just criticize the referee than he otherwise would have been, I think. And I think we're going to see this between now and May as he kind of gets closer and closer to the finish line, unfortunately, at this club. He'll be kind of shooting from the hip at times and just being like, do you know what? That's a stupid question. Don't ask me stupid questions. He's going to be like very, very growly, I think, between now and May. And I'm here for it.
Adam, what do you think? Because I've got the actual quote here. I managed to pull it. And he said, we've had the conversation. Yes, Michael and I, we had a really good relationship. It was also very good on a professional basis anyway. I mean, is he throwing shade there or?
No, I don't think so. I think we don't know the ins and outs of what happened, why Michael Edwards decided to leave, although I think there's certainly an argument that maybe, you know, Jurgen was just so powerful at the club, he might well have thought, I don't know what I can do here. Like, and some of the advice I'm giving is being ignored. So what's the point in me sticking around? And